Well, representing Lawrence Marathon is Julie Gerlid with our School Spotlight program, and we're talking about Iowa history, something we did last year, Julie, and I know this year nothing different in regards to these history labs that you're hosting. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Okay, well, in accordance with some community members, Dorothy Lamberty and Connie Dallenbach, we worked together to develop these labs, and they put an extreme amount of time into it, and they care so much for the school and the kids and making sure they've got a good foundation of Iowa history. And we mainly focus on right now we're focusing on the Pocahontas County area. So we've had three labs so far, and then we've got one on Friday.
And what were the previous three?
The first one, and they're so good about making the kids interactive and being involved in each of the labs. So the lab is set up where there's centers, and the kids are divided up and go to different labs. The first one was on the impact of the meteorite on Manson, and the kids always start out with an essential question. This one was, what changes did the enormous meteorite cause when it hit Pocahontas County? And so the kids go to these different little labs within the classroom and investigate information and that helps them understand this question, mm-hmm. and then they are asked to then write a paragraph explaining what were the effects of the meteorite.
Okay.
That was our first one.
And number two?
And the next one was on the Mill Creek Native Americans, and that focus question was, if they were to live back in that time, would they have thought the positioning of their village would be good, would be a good site? And so the kids are shown the different areas. They're kind of, the Mill Creek had built their tribe up next to close to a river. There were trees, there were ravine, and so the kids at each of the stations were investigating what were the advantages or disadvantages of the location of this site, and then they were to write a persuasive paragraph. If they were a Mill Creek native, would have they chosen that as their site using the evidence they got from the different labs?
Okay, and what was the third one?
And the third one was the American bison, and which was really extremely interesting. Why did the North American bison almost become extinct? And so they had the different labs, the different tables or labs that they investigated, how they talked about the railroad and how the cowboys and different people were on there and shooting the bison, and then also what, different evidence of what affected the bison and their population. And then the students then had to write an opinion, why did the North American bison almost become extinct? And then they had to give reasons to support that opinion and then restate their opinion. So it has some really good writing thrown in with these investigations.
Well, Julie, at the very beginning, you mentioned the two people instrumental. Would you mention their names again, please?
Yes, Dorothy Lamberty and Connie Dallenbach. And Corinne Peterson has been involved in this, too. She's the Pocahontas County Conservation Office. And so these ladies have just been really important and excited. They're so motivated, have a lot of energy to give to these labs and do an excellent job on contributing to our school.
Yeah, I think it's a unique way for the kids to maybe learn in with these labs and so forth. And I think it sounds like a win-win situation for everyone.
Oh, it is. It's very engaging for them, and that's what we want, these kids to be engaged and motivated. And all this builds up then to our Iowa History report, which the students are probably going to pick one of these topics, write a report, make a trifold, design it, and then these are presented during the concert on May 7th. So they're out in our lobby. Okay. As people come in, they look at the artifacts that the students have in front of their trifolds, and then their report is right there. So it really leads up nicely to the finale of our Iowa unit.
Very nice. And just one more time for my sake, what age group are we talking about here?
This is fifth grade.
Fifth grade students. Excellent work, Julie. Thanks so much for sharing that great information with us on the Spotlight. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Our Lorenz Marathon Spotlight brought to you this morning by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda, right here on Mix 101.7.